fucking world's strongest man. These guys get into a boxing ring and fight.
Yo.
The heaviest fight of all time or some shit like that?
Yeah, these guys are fucking massive. They said they were going to fight, like, I think almost like 3 years ago. Like, this beef started maybe even longer ago than that. Like, I don't know, Thor got, like, didn't get a rep on something in a strongman competition, and he was pissed, and then Hall was like, you're a bitch, and then just kind of escalated from there.
Yeah, they've been wanting to fight each other for a minute. What is Andrei Lomachenko's girlfriend's name? Is it Yana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was interesting. Before the fight, Chris and Yana were going back and forth, talking about who they thought would win. Chris was like, I think Eddie's going to win. Yana was also saying, I think Eddie's going to win. And I was like, I was confused. I'm like, I mean, Eddie is strong as fuck, right? And he was in amazing shape for this fight. He had a six pack, like, he was looking good. But I was like, Eddie is maybe 6'2", 6'3". Thor is 6'9", with some long monkey arms. Like, how is Eddie going to get inside of just a guy just going like this? And that's exactly what happened. Like, Thor was just like, and Eddie was
throwing some bombs.
They were bombs, though. I would not want to get hit by that shit.
So just from, like, watching video, and who knows what people post or whatever, it just appeared that Thor did a lot of training for this.
Yes.
It appeared that, like, he, and I'm not saying that Eddie Hall didn't, just again from posts, it appeared that that Hapthor was really concentrating on, and it looked like he had a game plan too. I don't know if, like, jumping rope was, like, just something he wanted to film here and there because he thought it was fun to, like, film it. Because it's kind of cool that he has that dexterity and that he's able to bounce back and forth between one foot and the other, and he weighs 7 million pounds. But it clearly seemed like he had a game plan. And if you watch, especially when he knocks Eddie Hall down,
those hits hurt.
Like, yeah, so this is like we're watching the beginning of the fight on playback here, and Eddie Hall is throwing one shot at a time, and Hapthor is kind of falling for some of his shit a little bit, but he's throwing combinations. Thor is doing a good job of jabbing and kind of keeping Eddie Hall at bay. And when you watch, when Thor gets a real good knockdown, he beats him to the punch every time. And that's a great way to slow someone down that's got, like, some just lightning in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
What I like is, you know, because we're watching, that was the first round. Is like some of the stuff that Eddie was doing that worked wasn't working anymore because Thor was like, oh, okay, I'm unlocking, you know, this puzzle or whatever, you know, however you want to put it. And he's like, I'm not falling for that shit anymore. And then he went straight to the technique. And what I love was just like, you know, of course we're having fun with the haymakers, but like, they didn't look like shit. They didn't look like they didn't belong in a ring. You know, they put on a pretty good show. And you know, my worst fear was that they were going to get in there and just like hug each other all day and like turn it into a wrestling match more than a boxing match. But
yeah, they were both prepared.
Pause
real quick. I mean, I love Eddie Hall. Okay. And I don't box and I'm not a world's strongest man. So this is coming from me, but I'm sorry. You said Eddie looked prepared.
Yeah, I would say.
You
like,
think so?
Dude, so...
Dog, his hands were down.
He had a plan. It just didn't work.
It was a bad plan.
That doesn't mean he wasn't prepared.
I mean, again...
Well, he didn't get completely smoked.
He didn't get smoked, but like...
He did have a knockdown and...
Yeah. But like, if we're looking at... And you know boxing way better than me because you
just
box.
I'm just saying, like, he's in shape. Like, he's...
Yes.
Like, he's not dying. Like, Andrew's point. Like, he's not dying and just hanging on to him and not just collecting a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't go out there by any means and embarrass himself. He looked like he could have been better prepared for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. He could have been. Yeah, he could have. You know, I don't know what he would have done differently. He probably has no idea how Thor fights. So,
because that's the thing I was thinking. I was like the me watching boxing, and I don't watch a crazy amount of boxing, but when I see highlights or when I see some fights here and there, Thor looks like a boxer. Eddie looks like a guy who's like street fighting with one hand down, and like he doesn't look like he's boxing. And that's why Thor just like looked so much better in this fight, because his hands were up, he was bouncing around, he was moving, and Eddie was throwing continuous haymakers and getting really like, both of them were getting tired, but you could tell Eddie was throwing those shots and he was getting himself tired.
I'll say it this way, it might be better. Like,
okay.
Eddie Hall was not prepared for how like well adapted Hapthor got to boxing within, you know, 12 to 16 months or whatever. I'm in shock that Hapthor didn't throw his hands up a lot. It's very common. Even like, you know, I did some boxing, but it was a long time ago. But even if I trained again for boxing, and if I trained for a year, if I got in the ring with somebody that was hitting me pretty good, I would probably get a little flaily with my arms, and I'd probably look like that I was brand new, because like it takes a long time. So whoever the coaches were that Hapthor had, they did a great job preparing him for having punches thrown in his head. Because if you remember Brock Lesnar, who was the heavyweight champion in the UFC, that was like one of his weaknesses. He had a hard time from that wrestling background. He had a hard time dealing with punches being thrown in his head. It was hard for him to stay composed. It was hard for him to stay in the pocket. And the Hapthor did a great job of just saying, oh, you know what? I could just move. Like, he would take a step back and then he'd take a step forward and jab and so forth.
Yeah. I think that, like, honestly, Eddie does have really good cardio. Like, he swims, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not that the cardio is there, but maybe he just had too much faith in that base. Because it, like, from everything we've seen, we haven't seen him post much training for boxing. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him post much like actual fighting. Thor's been doing fights. He's been sparring. He's been focused on boxing for a while. And you could see he looked like a boxer. And I mean, if anything, like Thor did have the advantage being taller, having longer reach. But he also just boxed more. Yeah. You know,
it's interesting. I wonder if, you know, where these guys will go from here. If they're going to try to box anybody else, or have you guys heard anything?
There's this guy, this big tatted dude. He's,
He was like ringside. He's fighting somebody.
The Iranian Hulk.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Type in the Iranian Hulk versus, and then we'll get this dude's name. But
like
this
Goliath or some shit or something like that. Right?
I think he was in Troy, right?
Maybe
the guy in Troy.
I don't think it's, I don't know the same guy or not.
Okay. But it's this big tatted dude that's also like 6'9", and that would be an interesting fight because he's like the same size as Thor. And he's fighting this dude. I don't even think the fight's going to happen, but this guy, the Iranian Hulk, the Iranian Hulk guy is like a famous Photoshopper. Martin Ford. Yeah. He said that he'd want to fight Thor, but this guy is fighting the Iranian Hulk. And if you guys go to the Instagram page of the Iranian Hulk, all his photos are just shopped like crazy. Like he just looks like a big, he makes his waist look smaller. He makes his pecs look bigger and he looks crazy. But then when you see him stand next to Martin Ford, you're like, oh, he just looks kind of fat. It's like real talk. He just looks just chunky. Right. So that should be interesting. But,
I don't know. I wonder if somebody like, one of the celebrity boxes. So is this the guy he's going to fight?
That's the guy. Wow. And that's a shopped picture, bro. Like, he doesn't really look like that. And that's Martin Ford right there.
I think
there.
They show him.
6'8", 3'10". Right?
All right. Here they actually show them in
video game stats.
Fucking standing with lat syndrome. This is actually pretty funny. Watch this.
That's great.
They get really close. Just wait for it. Wait for it. Boom. And then after this, it's really funny because they get back close to each other. If you fast forward a little bit,
he's like bouncing too.
Shit. He pushed the shit out of him.
Yeah, he pushed the shit out of him, but he's like, okay, well, I can't let that happen. He just embarrassed me. So you see, he's looking around, he's looking at his legs. He's like, okay, what am I gonna do? All right. Okay, let's go. And then Watch. He fails a takedown. He just looks so... He's like, hold me back.
Bad.
Oh, God.
Plumber's cracking all.
Who knows if this is going to happen, but it is pretty cool to see fitness people step into fighting, like boxing. Steffi Cohen's actually doing it pretty raw. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks amazing
She's
as a
boxing,
boxer.
Boxing, yeah.
Yeah, you know? She's doing professional fights and shit, so...
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say was, like, I wonder if somebody like Triller or one of these app companies would be like, hey, like Thor, like, you know, we'll give you X amount of millions for like a 3-fight contract or something like that, you know, something where like obviously they'd have to fucking back up the trucks to drop a shit ton of money off on his lap to make him even consider it.
Find someone who's willing to box him.
I think there'd be a lot of people that would want to fight the mountain.
Yeah.
To, for the notoriety and everything. Like, yeah. Like, oh, he's still fairly new. Like, I'll go do that. But I just think his technique looked solid. I mean, for the amount of time that he's been, you know, training, like he looked like he belonged there. You know, because like I was, again, back to like a Triller thing, like when Nate Robinson fought Jake Paul or one of the Pauls.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
He was an athlete, right? You can tell he was, but he was in like jumping around and he got like clipped a couple times. And he fucking dove headfirst into the canvas.
Yeah.
Like he didn't look like he belonged there.
Yeah.
Thor and Eddie did.
Yeah. It's anybody who chooses to go and fight Thor, it's like either way, you kind of win. If you lose, you win because you fought the mountain and you lost, but you won because you went in there and fought the mountain. And if you win, you beat the fucking mountain.
Power Project family, how's it going? I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. And I want to tell you, sometimes when you're a lifter, you need certain pieces of equipment that's going to help you perform a little better in the gym. Just like the hip circle is going to help warm up your hips. Knee sleeves are going to keep your knees warm when you're squatting. The slingshot's going to help you bench a little bit more. But the cool thing is that Mark made all of this equipment when he was in the middle of his powerlifting career because he wanted equipment that could help him perform better as it can also help you perform better. The cool thing is that all this equipment was made for lifters by lifters. Andrew, can you tell them how to get it?
Yes, that's over at markbellslingshot.com. And at checkout, enter promo code POWERPROJECT10 to save 10% off your entire order. Links to them down in the description as well as the podcast show notes.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys saw the YouTube guy who's like measuring everybody? You've seen that guy? He like weighs everybody.
Saw him at the Piedmontese booth.
Yeah, he weighs everybody and measures everybody. We got to have him on the show. It's really funny because he'll go up to someone like yourself and he'll say, how tall are you? And you might say 6'2", and he'll be like, okay, you mind if I measure you? And he'll measure you and you'll be like 6'1½" or something. Oh. And he'll ask your body weight, but like, you're not this way, but like so many people in fitness, you know, they'll ask, hey, what do you weigh? And like, well, I was, well, they'll say, well, I was 265, but I got sick. And like, they have all these excuses every time.
Yeah.
And then he went to like measure and weigh Kai Greene. Kai Greene had no problem getting on the scale because he's like, I think I'm like 280.
Yeah.
And he was like 284. And they were like, damn.
Yeah.
And then he went to like measure his height. And Kai's like, what are you doing? 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 He kept walking around. It's trying to measure him from like the back. And he's like, what? You don't want to get measured? I don't know. It's interesting because the guy, like, he goes around and like talks to people and they get really mad. They get really mad at him. And I'm sure he's like editing stuff out and stuff like that. But, he's getting into
this guy. Okay, what's his name?
Eric Kenevsky.
Eric. Oh,
and he's fucking. I think yoked.
Let's see, Eric Kenevsky. Yeah, no, that's actually a very. You know, I never realized how many people in fitness like are lying about how much they weigh.
Right.
I didn't think about like.
Oh yeah, being 270 is like, you know, but
dude, this is stuff that you can't stop watching. I watched like 2 hours of this shit last night, and he's like getting into like fights with people at their booth. He's like trying to buy like a hat, and the girls at the booth are like, we don't want to be filmed because like they know that he like fucks with people.
Oh my god.
And he's like, all right, I'm not filming you. And he just like films his crew, and they're like, we don't want you filming that either. And he's like, all right, fine, I'll film myself. And he's like filming himself.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we're just uncomfortable with this. He's like, I'm trying to buy a hat from your company. And it's like, they're still just like annoyed as hell. I kind of like that. Like when people are, that when people fuck with people a little bit.
It's kind of like Kenny KO.
Yeah.
It's like
Kenny, it is.
Kenny always be going up to people. Oh, are you natural? Or did you do this? And it's
people in the fitness,
good fitness entertainment.
They need to relax.
They really do.
Have some fun, man.
Yeah,
who cares? A guy weighs you and you weigh more or weigh less or you're a little shorter. Who the fuck cares?
Well, that's the thing. The fitness industry, it's all about how you look and how you're perceived. So if people don't perceive you a certain way, you're no longer that.
Like if you say you weigh 250 and you weigh 240, but you look like you're 270, who the fuck cares?
Who fucking cares?
It's like, bro, I think your arms are pretty big. You look okay.
We say you have 21s and you have 15s, though.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting into some trouble.
We say who cares, but like who are the most because, I mean, we've talked about it like, oh, we all have body dysmorphia. It's like bodybuilders definitely like, you know, like, I'm like 6'1". It's like, I think you're more like 5'9", 5'10". It's like, no, I just, you know,
another good thing would be to ask them to take their shirt off for a picture. Hey, you mind taking your shirt off for a picture? They'd be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, why not? Then they're going to be really annoyed. They'd be like, well, you know, I was on plan. I was going to compete here at the Arnold this year, but then I got, you know, this happened. And it's like, oh my God.
That's the thing though. Like people, people really got to, at least I think people in fitness, because they take a lot of pictures when they're lean. And then when they're on Instagram, they'll just use those pictures for a year right. until they get lean again, right? That actually does fuck some people up, because people are like, "How do you look like that forever?" And it is possible to get to looking like that all the time. Mm-hmm. It just does take time. But yeah, I think that is kind of weird. It's like you go and you look in a certain way and people are like, "I thought you looked different. Why do you look so different than the pictures?" Right? Yeah, we don't like being that person. That's one thing that we do get. It's like we always get, "Oh, mm-hmm. you actually look like mm-hmm. you do on,
mm-hmm. on yeah, a lot of times media. People are like, "You look bigger."
You look bigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually do get that cuz I'm next to you guys.
Yeah.
You're like, you guys make me look small. And then when I'm not with you guys, I'm like, "Huh. Okay." So that's cool.
Hey, but yo guys, talk about what did you guys think about that fight? I mean, Mark and Andrew, like, I don't know. I love Eddie Hall, but like Thor just looked different. He looked like a boxer. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't box and who watches minimal boxing. From my newbie eye, I'm like, "Whoa, Thor looks like a boxer and Eddie looks like he's playing a brawler." Yeah,
that's right. In the VR previous boxing. Episode, I explained how, like, with that stance of just being way back here, you don't get hit by the other guy across from you.
I am not trying to disrespect Eddie, because mm-hmm. Eddie's a freak athlete and he's done a lot, but he didn't look nearly as prepared as Thor.
Yeah,
and that's just how it looked.
There's levels to boxing, just like with jiu-jitsu and shit. They just don't have like the belt. What's ranking? I don't know what to call it. Sorry. But he just plain and simply, and this is a term that you hear a lot in boxing, he just got outclassed.
Yes.
Because Thor was definitely on the H&L. He was on a whole nother level.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, Thor was definitely like concentrated on like getting the punches off first.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take like a little step and he'd throw a jab and take a step and he'd throw a jab. And whenever he had an opportunity to, and then that just, somebody that's trying to throw a bomb at you, it just offsets them. And if you start to sting them pretty good with some jabs, mm-hmm. well, now it's really problematic because now they're hesitant throwing that punch. And so it just gets worse and worse as the fight gets longer and longer. And I think in Eddie Hall's defense, probably anyone he's ever like even glanced with that shot, mm-hmm. he's probably knocked out because it's probably been like a street fight or whatever circumstances he may have gotten himself into. And so I think that's the difference is like, and that's why we bring up jiu-jitsu so much. Like, you can think you're tough and that's cool and you could be strong and you could be all these things and be a great athlete. Those things still are going to be helpful, but when you're going against somebody who knows what they're doing, they're just going to wait and they're going to hang out and they're going to wait and they're just going to choke you out or they're going to fucking break your ankle or mm-hmm. or get you in an arm bar. And same thing with boxing. It's like somebody that knows what they're doing, you could be crazy and you could be the baddest motherfucker in the world. If someone's just going to pick you apart, they're going to hit you with some body shots. They're going to punch your arms and your shoulders. If it even has an opportunity to go anything more than like 2 minutes, which I doubt it would, mm-hmm. if it goes in the second, third round, you're not going to be able to move your arms and you're going to be exhausted. And then they're just going to punch you and do whatever they want to you at that point.
Mm-hmm. You can't. Yeah. That's it's. Yeah.
What super fight do you guys want to see? Let us know. Mm-hmm. You know, let us know who you want to see kind of throw their hat into some of this. Cause I'm sure that now that those guys did it, maybe it would, I think it was entertaining at the very least. So hopefully it will encourage some other people to do it. I think it's interesting. It's like, once you bring a boxer into it, then it kind of ruins it. You know, like
why are you ruining the fun with your skill?
Like Mike Rashid can't box one of these guys.
He fuck everybody up.
Like, he's boxed for too long, you know?
It'd be nice to see him against another boxer, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. That'd be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to see like Thor against him, you'd be like, well, I think Mike's been just... That would be interesting still.
It would be interesting because Thor's just so big and strong and he has some boxing skill. If Mike Rashid fought him, I mean...
I think Mike would just go to the body and just fucking crush him.
Yeah. it would be a hard fight. I think Mike would win, but it would still be interesting because Thor is so much bigger.
Does anybody have the drug testing results of that boxing match, by the way?
They're totally natty.
They were natural.
Thor's
okay,
been natty for a while.
It was sanctioned. We're all good. Trust us.
There were no drugs used.
Their urine, it just looks like a bottle of Hennessy or something.
Have you talked to Andre Milanichev about anything since post fight? Like, does he still want to fight Thor?
I haven't, but maybe he does. I don't know.
Damn. Man, Andre Milanichev, dog, if I had any dog in a fight, if it was Thor versus Andre, my money is on Andre, to be perfectly honest. Because I don't think, like, that Russian, number one, being Russian is a skill in and of itself or an advantage. But number two is hands.
Okay, yeah. If one of those things it lands,
like,
dude, you're getting hit by a bowling ball.
I don't think I've never shook Thor's hand, but I don't think Thor's hand is as dense as Milanichev.
Yeah, Milanichev's hand's like a tennis racket. It's huge.
It's crazy.
Wild.
It's like a bear claw.
Andrew, take us on out of here, buddy.
Thank you, everybody, for checking out today's episode. We sincerely appreciate it. Like Nsema said, let us know who you guys want to see fighting, or let us know what you guys thought about today's, or about Thor and Eddie's fight. We want to hear everything you guys got to say. Please like today's episode and subscribe if you guys are not subscribed already. Follow the podcast at Mark Bell's Power Project on Instagram, at MB Power Project on TikTok and Twitter. My Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter's at I am Andrew Z. Nsema, where you at?
Nsema in Young on Instagram. YouTube at Sima Yin Yang on TikTok and Twitter. Mark.
I'm at Mark Smilly Bell. Strength is never weak. This week is never strength. Catch you guys later. Bye.